Study Article 12. This article will be studied during the week of May 15th through 21st. Learn more about Jehovah through His creation. Theme text: His invisible qualities are clearly seen from the world's creation onward, because they are perceived by the things made. Romans 1:20. Song 6. The heavens declare God's glory. Preview: Jehovah's creation is awe-inspiring. From the overwhelming power of the sun to the delicate petals of a flower, His works amaze us. Lessons from creation can also help us to discern aspects of Jehovah's personality. In this article, we will discuss why we should make time to examine creation and how doing so can help us draw closer to our God. Paragraph 1. Question: What is one way in which Job came to know Jehovah better? Of all the conversations Job had throughout his life, one in particular must have stood out: the conversation he had with Jehovah God. To strengthen Job's confidence in his wisdom and ability to care for his servants, Jehovah pointed to some extraordinary features of nature. For instance, Job was reminded that God provides for the animals, so he could also take care of Job. By considering examples from creation, Job learned a great deal about the qualities of his God. Paragraph 2. Question: Why may we find it challenging to examine Jehovah's creation? We too can learn more about our God when we examine His creative works. However, we may not always find it easy to do so. If we live in a city, we may see little evidence of nature in our daily lives. Even if we do live close to nature, we may feel that we have little time to study it. So let us discuss why it is worthwhile to take the time and make the effort to observe creation. We will consider how Jehovah and Jesus used creation to teach, and what we can do to learn further lessons from nature. Why should we observe creation? Paragraph 3. Question: What shows that Jehovah wanted Adam to enjoy creation? Jehovah wanted the first human to enjoy His creation. When God made Adam, He gave him an unspoiled paradise to explore and assigned him to cultivate and expand that paradise. Imagine Adam's excitement as he watched seeds germinate and flowers blossom. What a privilege Adam had to care for the Garden of Eden. Jehovah also invited Adam to name the different animals. Jehovah could have chosen each name himself. Instead, He delegated the task to Adam. No doubt, before deciding what to call them, Adam studied the animals carefully, observing their specific traits and behaviors. Adam must have enjoyed this experience. It surely gave him an opportunity to increase his appreciation for his father's wisdom, artistry, and creativity. The picture caption reads: Jehovah wanted Adam to enjoy His creation and to name the animals. Paragraph 4. Question A: What is one reason why we should examine creation? Question B: What creative works do you especially appreciate? One reason why we should examine creation is that Jehovah wants us to do so. Lift up your eyes to heaven and see, He invites us. Then He asks, Who has created these things? Isaiah 40:26. The answer is clear. Jehovah filled not only the heavens, but also the earth and the sea with a number of amazing creative works that we can learn from. And just think of the way God made us. He instilled in us an appreciation for natural beauty. He also made it possible for us to enjoy the variety of His creation by means of our five senses: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. Paragraph 5. Question. According to Romans 1:20, how do we benefit from studying Jehovah's creation? The Bible reveals another important reason why we should examine creation. It teaches us about Jehovah's qualities. Romans 1:20 reads, "For his invisible qualities are clearly seen from the world's creation onward, because they are perceived by the things made, even his eternal power and Godship, so that they are inexcusable." For instance, consider the designs that are so obviously present in nature. Do they not reveal God's wisdom? And think about the variety of foods we can enjoy. That is clear proof of his love for mankind. When we perceive Jehovah's personality from the things he made, we come to know him better, and we are moved to draw closer to him. Now let us look at some ways in which Jehovah has used creation to teach humans important lessons. God uses creation to teach us about himself. Paragraph 6. Question. What lesson can we learn from observing migrating birds? Jehovah has a timetable. Every year between the end of February and mid-May, the Israelites would see storks flying over the land as they migrated northward. "The stork in the sky knows its seasons," God told the Israelites. Jeremiah 8:7. Just as Jehovah has set a timetable for these birds, he has set a time to execute his judgments. Today, as we observe migrating birds, we are reminded that we can trust that Jehovah has an appointed time to bring an end to this wicked world. Paragraph 7. Question. What assurance can watching the flight of a bird give us? Jehovah empowers his servants. Through Isaiah, Jehovah promised that he would strengthen his people to soar on wings like eagles when they felt weak or downhearted. Isaiah 40:31 reads, "But those hoping in Jehovah will regain power. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not tire out." The Israelites were used to seeing eagles soaring upward on rising air currents with minimal effort. What a wonderful reminder that just as Jehovah has given power to those birds, he can also empower his servants. When you see a mighty bird soaring higher and higher in the sky with hardly a beat of its wings, remember that Jehovah can give you strength to rise above your problems. Paragraph 8. Question. What did Job learn from considering God's creative works, and what can we learn? Jehovah is worthy of our trust. Jehovah helped Job to increase his trust in him. In conversation with Job, God referred to many aspects of creation, including the stars, the clouds, and the lightning bolts. Jehovah also spoke about the animals, such as the wild bull and the horse. Job 38:32 through 35, and chapter 39:9, 19, and 20. All these things provided evidence not only of God's awesome power, but also of his love and great wisdom. Thanks to this conversation, Job came to trust in Jehovah as never before. Similarly, when we study creation, we are reminded that Jehovah is infinitely wiser and more powerful than we are. He also can and will put an end to all our trials. This fact can help strengthen our trust in him. Jesus used creation to teach about his Father. Paragraphs 9 and 10. Question. What do the sun and the rain tell us about Jehovah? Jesus was well acquainted with nature. As a master worker, he had the privilege of sharing with his Father in the creation of the universe. Proverbs 8:30. Later, while Jesus was on earth, he used creation to teach his disciples about his Father. Consider a few lessons he taught. Jehovah extends his love to everyone. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus drew the attention of his disciples to two aspects of creation that many people take for granted: sunshine and rain. Both of these are essential for the preservation of life. Jehovah could have withheld these from undeserving humans. Instead, he lovingly provides the sun and the rain for all. Matthew 5:43-45. Jesus used this lesson to teach his disciples that Jehovah wants us to show love toward everyone. Whenever we enjoy a stunning sunset or see a refreshing rain shower, we can reflect on Jehovah's impartial love. His example can move us to show similar love by preaching to all. Paragraph 11. Question. What encouragement can we draw from observing the birds of heaven? Jehovah provides for our physical needs. In the same sermon, Jesus also said, "Observe intently the birds of heaven. They do not sow seed or reap or gather into storehouses, yet your heavenly Father feeds them." Possibly, Jesus' audience could see birds flying overhead when he asked them, "Are you not worth more than they are?" Matthew 6:26. What a loving way to assure us that Jehovah will care for our physical needs. This lesson, drawn from creation, continues to encourage faithful servants. A young pioneer sister in Spain was feeling discouraged because she could not find a suitable place to live. But after seeing birds feeding on seeds and berries, she felt more positive. She says, "Those birds reminded me that Jehovah cares for them and that he will also take care of me." Sure enough, the sister soon found accommodations. Paragraph 12. Question. According to Matthew 10:29-31, what do sparrows reveal about Jehovah? Jehovah values us as individuals. Before sending out his apostles to preach, Jesus helped them to overcome their fear of opposition. Matthew 10:29-31 reads, "Two sparrows sell for a coin of small value, do they not? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's knowledge. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. So have no fear. You are worth more than many sparrows." He did so by talking about one of the most common birds in Israel, the sparrow. Those birds had little value in Jesus' day. But he told his disciples, "Not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's knowledge." Then he added, "You are worth more than many sparrows." Jesus thus assured his disciples that Jehovah valued them as individuals, so they had no reason to fear persecution. The disciples surely recalled Jesus' words when they saw sparrows while preaching in towns and villages. Whenever you see a little bird, remember that Jehovah values you as an individual because you too are worth more than many sparrows. With his support, you can face opposition with confidence. How can we learn more about God through creation? Paragraph 13. Question. What will help us to draw lessons from creation? We can learn many other lessons about Jehovah from creation. How? First, we need to make time to observe creation. Next, we need to think about what it teaches us regarding Jehovah. We may not always find it easy to take these steps. Geraldine, a sister from Cameroon, says, "I grew up in the city, so I realize that it takes a conscious effort to observe nature." An elder named Alfonso explains, I have learned that I need to schedule time to be alone, to observe Jehovah's creation, and to meditate on what it teaches me about Him. Paragraph 14. Question. What did David learn when he meditated on God's creation? David thought deeply about God's creation. He said to Jehovah, "When I see your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have prepared, what is mortal man that you keep him in mind?" Psalm 8, 3 and 4. Yes, as David gazed up at the night sky, he did more than just appreciate the majesty of the universe. He also meditated on what the stars taught him about God. He learned how great Jehovah is. At other times, David reflected on how his body had developed in his mother's womb. As he meditated on these amazing details, his appreciation for Jehovah's wisdom grew. The picture caption reads, "Taking note of the creation around him, David meditated on what it taught him about Jehovah." Paragraph 15. Give examples of how you have seen Jehovah's qualities in creation. Like David, you do not have to look very far to find an aspect of creation on which to meditate. If you look around, you can perceive many of Jehovah's qualities. For example, discern Jehovah's power when you feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Wonder at God's wisdom when you spot a bird building a nest. Think of Jehovah's sense of humor when you see a puppy chasing its tail. And thank Jehovah for His love whenever you see a mother playing with her baby. We have so many opportunities to learn about Jehovah because all His creation, large and small, near and far, praises Him. Psalm 148, 7 through 10 reads, "Praise Jehovah from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deep waters. You lightning and hail, snow and thick clouds. You storm wind carrying out His word. You mountains and all you hills. You fruit trees and all you cedars. You wild animals and all you domestic animals. You creeping things and winged birds." Paragraph 16. Question. What should we be determined to do? Our God is supremely intelligent, caring, artistic, and strong. These qualities and many more are obvious in nature if we just look for them. May we all regularly make time to enjoy creation and to think about what it teaches us about Jehovah. By doing so, we will draw ever closer to our Creator. In the following article, we will see how parents can use creation to help their children draw close to Jehovah. How would you answer? Why should we take time to observe creation? What are some examples of how Jehovah and Jesus used creation to teach important lessons? How can we draw further lessons from creation? Song 5, God's Wondrous Works. End of article.